visitors from across the country. A smaller private memorial service takes place Saturday. Reverend Jackson will be laid to rest at the historic Oakwood Cemetery in Chicago. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, and Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And there's the Chicago Sinfonietta under conductor Paul Friedman, and music from composer Fela Sawande of Nigeria. And from his African suite, we listen to a tune called Joyful Day here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope everybody out there is having a joyful day. It's Friday, and that's always plenty joyful for most. In this noon hour, we've got for you Notes of Cello from Bohuslav Martineau in the form of a miniature suite for cello and piano. And a bit later still, with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, a beautiful harp concerto from the Romantic time, composed by Karl Reinecke, all ahead of us, as classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. The Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan ready next with music by Johann Strauss, Jr. A sweeping waltz will take us away. We'll listen next to Tales from Vienna Woods here on Kansas Public Radio. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Herbert von Karajan, and the music of Johann Strauss, Jr., and the Tales from Vienna Woods waltz on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 1224, we have the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg set to join us a bit later in the second half of the hour with a wonderful harp concerto by composer Karl Reinecke. That's still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 65 degrees. We should warm up to near 70 for the afternoon. Rain, showers, and potentially severe weather. That's about what we're looking at for this afternoon and this evening. Currently seeing showers in Lyon, Coffee, and parts of Franklin, Anderson, Miami, and Linn counties. We have an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms expected mainly a bit later in the afternoon. And some storms could be severe, bringing heavy winds, hail, and other potential severe weather threats. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this evening. Those two could be severe. Keep it tuned here to Kansas Public Radio, where we'll always have for you the very latest. A little music now for cello and piano. Christian and Sebastian Benda playing piano and cello, respectively, in music by Czech composer Bohuslav Martineau, a miniature suite on KPR. Suite miniature for cello and piano by composer Bohuslav Martineau, played by cellist Sebastian Benda, pianist Christian Benda. It's 12:36. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. We are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's Friday. You know what that means. Film Music Friday with Betta Errol Brogdon. Tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight, it's Bombs Away. That's when we hear music from some box office failures. Sometimes even a powerful score isn't enough to make certain films watchable. We'll hear a few of them tonight, including McKenna's Gold, Judge Dredd, Supergirl, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 on KPR. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Time now to bring you the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg and music from a German composer born in 1824, one Karl Reinecke, born into a musical family with a music teacher for a father who gave him his first lessons. He was performing in public throughout Europe when he was about 12 years old, and in the mid-1800s came to the city of Leipzig, where he made the acquaintance of Mendelssohn and Schumann. We'll listen to one of his beautiful creations for harp and orchestra, his Concerto in E minor, with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conductor Louis de Fromont, and harpist Catherine Michel, on KPR. There, the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conductor Louis de Fromont, and harpist Catherine Michel, in the Harp Concerto in E minor, from German composer Karl Reinecke, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 o'clock, and just ahead is NPR News with an update of headlines. In the next hour of music, we have another concerto for you, the Concerto for Guitar by Heitor Villa-Lobos, as well as a beautiful nature tone poem from Belgian composer Arthur Meulemans, one that they call the Fir Symphony. That and much more wonderful classical music for a stormy Friday afternoon on KPR. We're live, we're local. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR's request for comment on Johnson. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gunther Schuller. Trumpeter Gerard Schwartz as well, with a tune from an American cornet virtuoso, Herbert L. Clark. That was called Neptune's Court. And this is Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to bring it to you. And coming up this hour are the Lafayette Strings, with a wonderful poem for a British violist by the name of Rebecca Clark. That'll be followed by a beautiful reflection on nature, an orchestral tone poem called The Fir Symphony. It's by the Belgian composer Arthur Meulemans. We'll hear that as well in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. The Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra brings us our next performance. We have another wonderful concerto for you. This one was written in Rio de Janeiro back in the 1950s by Heitor Villa-Lobos. This was his guitar concerto, as most guitar pieces from that era were. This was composed for the great legendary guitarist Andres Segovia. Today we'll hear Norbert Kraft, the Winnipeg Symphony, and conductor Kazuhiro Koizumi on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1:30 and still to come. In the second half of the hour, we await the BRT Felhar Monica Brussels with a beautiful Belgian nature tone poem, one called The Fir Symphony, from composer Arthur Meulemans. Still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Here on the KU campus, at the moment, showers and 63 degrees. We have a great likelihood of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon and this evening, with winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour and more. Throughout the afternoon, we could see, at times, hail, high winds, and heavy rain. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe, lows of 37 degrees. The rest of the weekend looks like it'll be actually pretty nice, with sunny skies for us tomorrow with temperatures in the mid-50s, and clear skies Saturday night and Sunday. We're joined now by the Lafayette String Quartet, and here to hear a short poem for string quartet. This is music composed by the British viola virtuoso Rebecca Clark, here on KPR. A poem for string quartet, composed by Rebecca Clark, a British viola virtuoso. The Lafayette String Quartet performing on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday afternoon. We'll move things along to the next performance, the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels. Many composers have attempted to capture the beauty of the natural world through their music, whether that's like a piece like the Moldau from Bedřich Smetana or Rayfon Williams and his Norfolk Rhapsodies. For Belgian composer Arthur Mulemans, this is one such effort, a nature tone poem based on the beauty of the Belgian landscape. This is something called the Fir Symphony. Alexander Rabari here to lead the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels on Kansas Public Radio. That's music known as the Fir Symphony, a nature tone poem by composer Arthur Mulemans with the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by Alexander Rabari here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. We've got more classical music in the next hour, where we'll hear work by Schumann, Bax, and Respighi, all just ahead on KPR.
Nearly a week's considered from NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Employment rate edged up to 4.4%, according to a report from the Labor Department. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra conductor Yoel Levy and one of the many Slavonic dances composed by Antonín Dvořák. Each dance, a glorious orchestral creation, and the one we heard was Dance No. 5 from Opus 72, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for one more go-around of classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. The English String Quartet will have for us Piano Quartet, the Single Movement Piano Quartet by Arnold Bax. Then the Buffalo Philharmonic has something for you by Ottorino Respighi, a composer always keen to explore Italy's musical past, and we'll listen to One Suite for Orchestra, where he does that by honoring the work of another Italian composer of an earlier era. We'll hear the suite Rossiniana in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com. What we have for you next was delivered by Robert Schumann in 1853, something that was referred to as his best concert piece, written for the violinist Joseph Joachim, the fantasy for a violin and orchestra in C major, played here by the New York Philharmonic, conductor Kurt Mazur, and violinist Ann Sophia Mutter on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1853, the Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra in C Major. Music by Robert Schumann, played by violinist Ann Sophia Mutter and the New York Philharmonic, under conductor Kurt Mazur on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:22, and ahead in the second half of the hour is the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll hear the themes of Rossini, explored by composer Ottorino Respighi and his suite, paying tribute to the former Italian composer Rossiniana. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, cloudy skies, 65 degrees. We have an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms. As the afternoon goes on, we could see heavy rain, hail, and high winds, and isolated tornado or two. That can't be ruled out either. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those, as well, could be severe. Lows of 37 degrees tonight. It looks like the only good news may be that for the rest of the weekend, things actually look nice. It's going to be a sunny day at some point Saturday afternoon, temperatures in the mid-50s, and clear skies for Saturday night as well as Sunday. We have some English chamber music to enjoy next. Music written in 1922 by Sir Arnold Bax. This is a music that does a great deal in a short amount of time. A single-movement piano quartet played by pianist John McCabe and the English Strings on Kansas Public Radio. The single-movement piano quartet, composed in 1922 by Sir Arnold Bax, played by the English String Quartet, along with pianist John McCabe, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:37, and we await all things considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Don't forget tonight to catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon, tonight from 7 to 9. Now, tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request. That's from 1 to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Some music from across all spectrums. You requested everything from Scarborough Fair to Ravel's Bolero. Plus, the big feature, a gem of a recording, featuring Leonard Bernstein both conducting and narrating The Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns with the New York Philharmonic. That is during Classics by Request tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We have the Buffalo Philharmonic for our final performance. Music by Ottorino Respighi, a composer always keen to explore Italy's musical past. In 1919, he created a suite called the Boutique Fantastique, the Fantastic Toy Shop, which was based in part on keyboard music from Rossini. A few years later, in 1925, he returned to that well of creative inspiration to create the following suite based on Rossini's piano music, Rossiniana, next on KPR. Buffalo Philharmonic in the 1925 suite Rossiniana by Respighi on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, K KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu, and the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities in downtown Lawrence. Pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org.